The Red Cross says civilians trapped in conflict in northern Yemen are finding it hard just to survive. It says many people leave their homes and their belongings behind in a desperate attempt to find safety. ICRC spokesman Marcel Aizad tells VOA, in just the past 2 days, about 2,000 new people have fled to Sada City. He says such a large exodus indicates a lot of fighting is going on.
You have some people who are fleeing, obviously, who are coming now into these huge camps that are set inside the city and outside the city and in other places as well. And then you have other people who are too scared to flee because fighting is really taking place very close to the villages, and who don't know what will happen to them if they flee.
Fighting between the government and al-Houthi rebels has been going on since 2004. This latest wave of fighting erupted in August. Since then, aid agencies have been urgently appealing to the international community for support in assisting the civilians caught in the middle. But the response has been very poor. Since the recent aborted terrorist attack on a Delta airline, worldwide attention is focused on Yemen because of the alleged al-Qaeda connection. While this issue is separate from the fighting in northern Yemen, Aizad says he hopes some of this attention will be paid to that conflict. He notes people are in desperate need of assistance. They lack water, food, and other essentials. He says all of northern Yemen is a combat zone. He says the fighting keeps shifting from one place to another, adding to the uncertainties and instability in the region.
People have been displaced 4 or 5 times in a row. I mean, people cannot even resettle in an area because once they are in one camp in one area, it might happen to them that fighting reaches this area as well, and suddenly they have to move again, which is one of these huge difficulties that they are facing, that they are on the constant move and they don't really feel safety in nowhere where they are. And now it is winter. I mean, even in Yemen, it's winter time. It is cold in the nighttime, so it is also a very difficult time for them.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says dozens of civilians reportedly have been killed or injured in attacks in several parts of Sada Governorate. It says it has not been able to verify this information because of lack of access to the areas. Since mid-August, the Red Cross says at least 150,000 people have been affected by the armed conflict. It says around half of them are internally displaced. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.